Less than a month after the legislative session officially ended, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been calling for the state Senate to come back and work on what he says is unfinished business. That includes bills on corruption and abortion. Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo says the Senate, which is led by a Republican coalition, needs to come back and vote on a measure that would codify the rights in the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade into law. The governor believes the ruling is in danger of being overturned now that President Trump has picked Brett Kavanaugh as his nominee for the Supreme Court. 31 Democrats in the Senate say they'd vote for the measure. One Republican vote is needed in order for the bill to pass.
Go back to Albany and vote on the bill as a matter of conscience.
A Senate GOP spokeswoman says senators don't like the bill as written and want to make changes. They object to a provision that allows non-doctors to perform abortions. Speaker Carl Hastie says he'd also like the Senate to return, but he says the Reproductive Health Act does not need to be amended.
Women's health is not something I'm not interested in negotiating. It's either you support a woman's right to choose or you don't.
Meanwhile, in May, Senate Republicans approved a bill on ethics reform in reaction to two corruption convictions this year involving former associates of Governor Cuomo. Hastie says the assembly won't come back to approve those measures, though, until there's agreement from Governor Cuomo on them. He says the rules would affect state agencies that Cuomo oversees, so the governor needs to have some input on the legislation. And he questions whether any law can really stop people from committing crimes.
I'm still waiting to see if we could come up with the first bill on people's morality. I think when people are doing the wrong thing, they know it's the wrong thing, and they just hope that they can get away with it. And I guess in some regard, the system does work because people who continue to violate the public's trust are being brought to justice.
A spokesman for the state Senate, Scott Reif, says there are no plans at this time to return to the Capitol for a summer session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.